From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, history lessons. NPR's Mike Schuster on relations between the Muslim world and the West over the past 900 years. We'll summarize, but this will be on the quiz. First, the lead. Iraq. The on-and-off showdown between U.S. and Iraqi forces and the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr looks to be on again. Yesterday, a spokesman for the anti-U.S. Shiite Islamic cleric said that his men would disarm and withdraw from the ancient holy shrine of Imam Ali in Iraq's southern city of Najaf, but they haven't. The Iraqi government has issued another ultimatum, leave or face attack. The Associated Press quotes an official in the cleric's office who says he got a text message response from al-Sadr, victory or martyrdom. Joining us from Najaf is Scott Baldoff, a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, what happened to this peace deal from yesterday?
Well, it's very confusing. We've got a number of conflicting reports, even from Sadr's own spokesman. Today, a number of journalists went into the shrine of Ali itself. We negotiated a peace pact of our own just to get across the front lines and into the shrine. And two separate spokesmen said very different things. One said that they are perfectly happy with the peace deal offered by the Iraqi government. The second spokesman said that we reject the demands totally. And so between those two, there's a lot of room for wiggle. At this point, we have a lot of fighting that has been continuing through the afternoon. So it appears that the onslaught is imminent.
When you say there's fighting going on there, you were in the shrine. Was it under fire while you were there?
It was peaceful until we got inside the shrine. Then the shelling started up again. It was incoming and outcoming shells, not coming into the shrine itself, but very close to the shrine. We also heard some small arms fire, but mostly it was mortar coming from the shrine outward towards the Americans and then some American response.
And when you say the shells are landing nearby, how close are they coming to the shrine? And is it under attack?
Well, it is certainly under siege at this point. The Americans are perhaps the last checkpoint that we passed on the way in, I would have to guess, is about a half a kilometer from the front door of the shrine. It is possible for them to move forward. They've been as close as 100 meters from the shrine itself, but there are fighters between them and lots of snipers, all of whom fortunately did not fire on us.
So half a kilometer, that's 300, 400 yards. It's pretty close.
Quite close. But again, at this stage, we can't really tell whether there's any forward movement. As you mentioned, the Iraqi defense minister suggested that now is the time. It is imminent, within hours. The governor's office here in Najaf said just as much, that they felt it was just a matter of hours away before the final assault would begin. But we've heard this thing before from Iraqi officials. It hasn't come through. We've also heard that Muqtada al-Sadr is willing to talk peace, and that also hasn't come.
Does anyone actually speak to Muqtada al-Sadr? That is, you've spoken to two officials there within the shrine who, I guess, claim to speak for him, and it sounds like they're saying vastly different things. How do you know where he really is and where he wants to go?
Well, honestly, what we hear from people who have reported on Muqtada al-Sadr, people who have observed him over the years, it's not even all that clear that we might not get the same answers from the single man himself. A lot of what he says is contradictory of itself one day to the next. Condoleezza Rice said as much in an interview just the other day. But again, the point is this, that Muqtada al-Sadr is apparently playing for time, trying to see if he can make a place for himself on the national political scene. There are moments when he's willing to negotiate when it looks like he's about to get smashed, and there are moments when he wants to fight when it appears that it would that he may have no other choice.
You say he's playing for time, but it also sounds as though time is running out, maybe today.
Clearly, yes.
Scott Baldoff of the Christian Science Monitor in Najaf. Scott, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.